Hello, welcome back to I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. How was everybody's weekend? Mine was good. It was eventful, but it was pretty good. I took the weekend off of recording because I'm just trying to get some stories together that I would like to do for y'all, and I would like to do some that are a little bit longer than what I normally do. And I also have a pretty big story that I'm working on, and I have an interview coming up for that as soon as our schedules can align. So I'm just trying to get some things in order. I want to be able to do longer episodes for y'all, and I'm also working on being able to do a once a week or maybe twice a week podcast episode for y'all instead of every day. But for now, we're going to probably do one every day, just trying to get the podcast out there. Like I said on my last episode, I have now created a Facebook group that is connected to the podcast. It just gives you updates on the episodes that I have posted, and if you can go join the group and share, because I'm just really excited and I want y'all to be too. So that is my little update, my little titty-ta for the episode. So let's get started. So this episode today is one that really, when it happened, it really hit me close to home for a couple of reasons. For one, this is about a missing child. So I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a trigger warning on that. If you don't want to listen to that, I understand. But I'm a mother, so of course when this happened, it just hit me close to home because I just can't imagine something like this happening to one of my babies. But also, this little girl was missing from Madison County, Mississippi, and that is where I grew up. So I know a lot of people from that area, and it just really hit close to home when this happened. And, you know, it's never been solved, and it is still a missing case at this point, even though it happened in 2014, but it is one that every year that passes, you know, I think about this little girl, and I really wanted to do an episode on her. So here we go. So Myra Lewis, that is who we are talking about today, this precious little two-year-old girl. She went missing in March of 2014 from her home in Camden, Mississippi. And the scariest part for me, and I'm sure several parents especially, is that she went missing from her home. She was in her front yard. She was playing with her sister. Everything was going good. It was a good day. And her mom was leaving to go shopping. Her dad was in the house watching her baby sibling, her one-year-old brother. And so when her mom leaves to go shopping, she tells Myra and her sister, go inside with your dad. Myra never made it inside. Her father, Gregory Lewis, said that he went looking for her on their property. He was on an ATV. He also said that he tried to track her with their family dogs, but these dogs were not trained to track a person. The official search began 4 to 5 hours after Myra went missing. And y'all, I remember when this happened, and so many people from Madison and just from the state in general were just so upset. You know, we don't have a lot of cases like this in the news. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean that these babies in Mississippi and these children do not go missing, because of course they do. Unfortunately, they don't get a lot of limelight. And so when this came out, you know, I was just so upset, and I just prayed so hard for them to find this baby girl. I mean, she was just 2 years old, and they never did. They never found her. It's 2021. They still have not found her, and there's so many unanswered questions. So when this happened, everyone was just on the edge of their seat. When Myra went missing, volunteers covered an almost 5-mile radius. When Myra went missing, volunteers covered an almost 5-mile radius around her home. Local news station WAPT did an interview with Madison County Sheriff Randy Tucker. Tucker says, "We had helicopters, men, women, dogs, every law enforcement agency that you can think of. It was an exhaustive search," Tucker says. The search was mainly focused around the house, the property around the house. Dogs picked her scent up, leading from her front yard to a fence near the area, and that is where it was lost. Sheriff Tucker believes that somebody knows what happened to Myra. At the time of the news interview, Sheriff Tucker said, "It is extremely frustrating to be here today in 2016 and be no closer to answers than we were the day that it happened." The house on Mount Pilgrim Road, where Myra went missing, is now empty. Her parents have actually disappeared themselves. Sheriff Tucker said in this 2016 interview that Myra's parents did not keep in touch with the sheriff's department. They do not call to check on progress of this case, and that the sheriff's department has no way of reaching out or contacting them about Myra. He said that they didn't provide a forwarding phone number or address when they moved. Now, this is just my opinion, and I am nobody, but I promise you, if my children went missing, the sheriff's department would become my best friend, because I wouldn't leave and I wouldn't stop calling until I got some answers. So that is a little fishy to me, but you know, like I said, that is just my opinion. Today, the house is empty and there is nothing but open land and trees. It's an abandoned property. In 2019, the Clarion Ledger newspaper was able to get in touch with Erica Lewis, which is Myra Lewis's mother, but she declined an interview. At the time of her disappearance, when she was 2 years old, she was 2 feet 10 inches tall and 27 pounds. She was wearing a turquoise sweater with a bear on it, with some off-white or khaki pants and pink tennis shoes. The FBI eventually offered a $20,000 reward to anyone with information regarding this case. According to Sheriff Tucker, leads were followed, interviews were done, but it never led to any conclusive answers. Sheriff Tucker says that this has never been a cold case. He said as long as he is there, it never will be. And unfortunately, that's it. I mean, that is it. This happened in 2014, and she's still missing. And I'm just so sad about the whole situation. Like I said, every year, you know, I think about this little girl. You know, where is she? Who took her? What happened? Something happened. And I just hope that they find some answers soon. If you do know what happened, or you find out any information, please call the Madison County Sheriff's Department in Madison County, Mississippi. You can also call Crime Stoppers at 601-355-TIPS and just let them know what you know. You don't even have to leave your name, but this baby deserves some answers, you know. And I have questions about the family. You know, I try not to judge. Everybody is going through their own thing, but where are they? You know, I mean, what happened? Why did they leave? Why didn't they leave any forwarding information? You know, it just, something doesn't add up in my head. But the Madison County Sheriff's Department is doing everything that they can to, you know, keep up with leads on this case and get her found and get some answers. This story was so big when it came out in 2014. It was all over the news, all over Facebook. It was just such a big case in this state. And, you know, we don't really hear about it much anymore. Every now and then there is a yearly update on certain news channels. And there is a page on Facebook dedicated to finding Myra. And, you know, I just pray that we can get some answers on this. So, this is the story for tonight. I'm sorry that it is so short, but I hope that y'all enjoyed. And, you know, these stories that I do, especially the ones, well, most of them are unsolved and cold cases, because I just feel like these are the cases that we need to talk about. You know, ones like Jody Arias, Casey Anthony, you know, all of those are pretty much solved. You know, of course there are answers that we have that we don't like, or, you know, verdicts that we don't like, but for the most part they are solved. But these cold cases, there's not answers. And we need to get these cases out there. Somebody knows something. You know, somebody knows something. There's always going to be somebody that knows something. And I'm just trying to do my part. So anyway, thank y'all so much again for listening. Y'all continue to share. Y'all please go like my Facebook group. It's titled the same as the podcast. I promise to shoot you if you become a zombie. And you can find me on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Anchor, and so many more. Y'all just please just support, just help support. And I'm sure you can Google the name of the podcast and it should pop up. So thank you again. Like I said, I hope y'all had a great weekend. I hope y'all have a great week. And I will see y'all soon. Bye.